On March 22, Aureliens are in for a very special performance. Compagnie de la Citadelle, from Montreal, is bringing a very special show to our very own Aurelia Opera House. The show features dance and piano and is called Juliette L'Univers. Inspired by a painting by Jean-Paul Lemieux, and set in a wintry landscape reminiscent of Lemieux's childhood in Quebec City, the work explores the interior lives of three young women on the cusp of adulthood, alternating between the utter wonderment and discovery of youth and the uncertainty and loneliness of adolescence, notes a synopsis of the show. This performance is being brought to us by Arts Aurelia, also responsible for the Aurelia Jazz Festival, incredible art school programming in the area, and Gathering, Festival of First Nation Stories. Arts Aurelia Artistic Director Kate Hilliard is a dancer and choreographer herself, so Julie holds a warm place in her heart. This is a very moving, very special 60-minute show, created and executed by amazingly talented professionals, said Hilliard. We are very lucky to be able to bring this performance to Aurelia. I urge you not to miss out. Tickets for this unique opportunity are just $35 for adults, and $15 for youth 18 and under, as well as Aurelia Concert Association members. You can order them through the Aurelia Opera House box office here. I was able to get out to the special fundraising jamboree at Udney Hall for Jim Phillip and Diana Knapp last Saturday, and it certainly was a rocking good time. Lots of fantastic musicians playing, great food, cash bar, fun activities, and a very large silent auction. All in all, the event raised over $10,000 for Jim and Diana, to give them a fresh start after a devastating house fire. We have a great community. I hope everyone's March break is going well, and you are finding lots to do with your kiddos at this winter, spring time of year. Of course, St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and that means a few Irish shenanigans here and there, including a Celtic kitchen party at Couchiching Craft Brewery, this Saturday night. They have a bunch of musicians playing as well as some step dancers, so you know it's going to be a very lively fun time. Reservations are recommended, through here. On Sunday, the brewery continues the St. Patrick's Day theme with the Flailing Shillelaghs at 1 p.m. The Aurelia Opera House, is also getting in on the St. Patrick's Day fun, with Sean McCann playing Sunday night at 7:30 p.m. You can get your tickets through the OO box office at www.aureliaoperahouse.ca. The Leacock Museum is officially open again for the season. Check out the exhibits, From War to Wonders, Mapping Escapism in a Time of Turmoil, and Decoding Ann Lister, History's First Modern Lesbian, on now. New exhibits and guided tours coming in May. To keep up to date with what's happening, check out the museum's Facebook page. Hibernation Arts Group Show for the month is Women, with Molly Farquharson, Juliana Hawke, Anita Lehman McGarvey, Tammy Henry, and Julie Grimaldi. Hibernation Arts is also hosting a book talk on March 14 at 7 p.m. with local author Tracy Woodhouse, who wrote Redemption, a Mystery. Tickets are just $10 at the door and include light refreshments. The Aurelia Museum of Art and History's History Talk for this month is The Reality of Reconciliation in Canada and Abroad, with guest speaker Dr. Cynthia Wesley Esquimox, who has worked on reconciliation in Canada for many years, and is the first Indigenous Chair of Truth and Reconciliation in Canada for Lakehead University. The talk will be March 20 at 7 p.m. on Zoom. To register and get the Zoom link, click here. Live from the Met, featuring shows from the Metropolitan Opera at our own Galaxy Theatre, presents Romeo et Juliet, March 23 at 12:55 p.m. Be there to experience an incredible offering of world-class opera, live, from the Met. On March 22, don't miss Samantha Windover playing at the Hawkstone Hall, just $20 a ticket. This lady has a powerful voice and a fantastic stage presence, so come enjoy a great evening out in this lovely little community hall. To reserve your ticket, e-transfer $20 to hawkstonehalltreasury@gmail.com, today. Enjoy the rest of the week, and if you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.